Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Ein Yeshiva Badara Azara Lamachas Biz David Bovad. In the previous Shi'urim, we asked a slew of kashas, and now we will finish our series of kashas and then get to the Mahalach in the Sugya, Rav Moreh V'Rabbeisai. This is going to be incredible, Amir Tzah Hashem. We saw in the previous Shi'ur that smicha is permitted in the Azara, even though yeshiva is not permitted in the Azara. Whereas avoda, which requires amida, is aser even b'smicha. So we have to understand maishna. Why is it that smicha is permitted in the Azara but not yeshiva? But when it comes to avoda, even smicha, even leaning, is not permitted. What's the difference? So we have to say, and again, this is all based on the Torah of Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Zatzal. Like the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Katan Beis, and Boris Aryeh and Yom over there, that smicha yotze mechlal amida v'lo bo lechal yeshiva. That smicha is no longer in the category of amida. It is out of the category of amida, and it is not yet in the category of yeshiva. It is not considered standing, but it's not considered sitting. It's sort of middle ground. And therefore avoda, which requires amida, so smicha is not amida. Mashen came ba'azara, that yeshiva is what's aser. Hare le'inyan zeh, ain't smicha b'chlal yeshiva. The azara, what's aser is yeshiva. Smicha is not included in yeshiva. But avoda requires amida. So therefore smicha is no good because smicha is not amida. That's the difference. Look at those sources. And what it says in the Magen Avraham, Simitav Chav Beis, Yiv Kotn Yid Aleph, Etum Simit Aleph, Yud Zayin, Siv Kotn Beis, Prima Godim, Eshla Avraham, Simit Kuf Beis, Yiv Kotn Zayin, Ayin Sham. However, Tosin Sota asks, Besofa Divrayim, Daf Mem, in discussing this Gemara, from Zvachim Yotes, that we see that Gabi Kiddush Dayim Raglayim, they're now allowed to do Amida Min Hatzad. And it's not clear from Tosfos what the kasha is. So you're not allowed to do amida menatzad. So what's your kasha? This is discussed by the Marsha and the Tumim and Simon Yud Zayin. However, the Meloah Roim that we saw in the previous year in the Birkei Yosef, Choshemish Simon Yud Zayin, Siv Kodin Kibble, they explain that it's referring to what it says earlier, that we're matir smicha be'azara. And on that, Tosfos brings from the Gemara in Zevachim that amida menatzad, in other words, a smicha, is aser. So that's Tosfos' kasha. That's Tosfos' Sota's kasha. That you see that l'gabei kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you're not allowed to do amida min hatzad, you're not allowed to do smicha. Smicha's mutar b'azara. Tosfos said smicha's mutar b'azara. And for the Gemara in Zevachim, it's mashma that smicha's asura. And Tosfos wasn't a chalek between the din amida that requires avoda, that's required for avoda, and yeshiva, which is just aser b'azara. So why don't they like what the Magen Avraham, the Gevurah Sari, said? Make this chilek. Sein achinami. Smicha is mutar b'azara, b'nai kiddush adayim v'raglayim. There you're now allowed to do smicha. That's part of the avoda. Washing the hands and feet. Why doesn't Tosfos say that? There's definitely a difference between avoda, which requires amida, chiyuvi, which requires active amida, and yeshiva bazara, where the only isser is yeshiva, but not smicha. We also have to understand what it says in the Maharsha and Sota over there, who explains in Tosfos that even according to the Man Yomar, that even the Malchai Beis David, asurim be yeshiva bazara, nevertheless they're mutar al yedei smicha. It's interesting, the Maharsha says, even according to the Man Yomar, it's a Man Yomar like that, the Malchai Beis David. Even the Malchai Beis David, they're not allowed to do a Shiva Bazara. Nevertheless, they're allowed to do Smicha. Ayin Shav, the Marsha, and the Rashash, there, Birkei Yosef, comment on the Marsha. So it's mashma that only a Melech is Mutar Ali Dei Smicha, v'lo Chol Adam. A Hedge Elo can be Yerushalmi, that everybody is Mutar B'Smicha. But according to the Marsha, Mashmos is, that only a melech is mutar ayadei smicha, not kol adam. So we have to understand, since according to this shita, melech is kechol adam, then even malchei beis david asur b'yeshiva b'azara. So maishna linyan smicha, why is smicha mutar b'melech and asur b'everybody else? Once we classify a king with everybody else, and we say that a king is asur b'yeshiva, so memeila would have to emerge that he's like everybody else when it comes to smicha. We say, no, there's a chiluk. There's a chiluk. He's allowed to do smicha, and nobody else allowed to do smicha. Once we classify with everybody else, why is there a chiluk by smicha? So we've concluded our series of kashas. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And now we proceed with the mahalach in the sugya. Neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem arev rabbi. Say, hold on tight. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the seventh parak in Halacha Vav, the din of the Isser Yeshiva Baz Zara included in the mitzvah of Moira Mikdash, Lo Yakal Rosho, etc. This is included in the din of Moira Mikdash, V'cheinu Barambam, B'Seifra Mitzvahs, B'Mitzvahs Esei Chof Aleph. Rambam brings to Aser Knisa Laharabais Ba'apundoso, and then afterwards he Asers Yeshiva Ba'azara, and he concludes, this is all included in what the Lord said, Umikdashiti Ra'u, you should fear my Mikdash, so too in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reishon and Dalet. In the Minchas Chinuch and Otz Dalet, he writes that it would appear from the Rambam, the Chinuch, that this Yeshiva Ba'azara is Bechal Mora Mikdash. Umforish Gamkin Bikirya Sefer Perigzan Yochas Besab Khira. He writes Venir the Yeshiva Bazar Namalcha Yiras Mikdosh Elashahutra Lamalchai Bez David. So that's Yisod number one that we have to begin with. And that is that the Isser of Yeshiva Bazara is subsumed under the rubric of the Isser Morim Mikdash. Now, with respect to Morim Mikdash, the Aruch Lener in Yevamis and Daf Vav Omid Beis, and what we see there in the Gemara, that we have this din of Morim Mikdash, Gam Bizman, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, She'ein Chiyuv HaMora Mitzad Mokom HaShchin HaShem Mikdash. The chiv of Mora is not because it's the makom hashchina ba mikdash, and it's a din of Mora shchina, no. It's a din of Mora mikdash mitzad the kedushas hamikdash that applies even when the base hamikdash is destroyed. Ayin sham heitev in the Orech Lener, Yevamis 6b. It's a din. Moira Mikdash is a din which we have even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. It's not mitzad the makom hashchina sheba mikdash, but rather because of kedushas hamikdash that applies even when it's chariv. Ayin shem mashikosav be arich laner midivrei aturei evan be megillah daf chavches, which parenthetically is against the Tosas Yantiv in Brachas in the ninth parak in Mishnah Ayin Shem. However, from Rashi and Sota, who writes on the Isser Yeshiva Ba'azara, as we saw in previous shiurim, or in a previous shiur, that there's an Isser Yeshiva Kimal Achim She'ein Lehem Yeshiva B'Shamayim Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the angels that don't sit. So we see that it's an inyan of the Shechina Mitzad Shehi Bifnei Hashem K'sheyeshev Ba'azara. It's a din in the Shechina. You're Bifnei Hashem. And it's not about the Mikdash solely, because again, it applies even to the angels in Shamayim. And these two reasons are fundamentally different when defining this Isser. If it's mitzad morim mikdash, like the Isser of Kapandri, of making a shortcut for chadoma that we have in the mikdash, which is a din anahaga b'makom kadosh zeh, how to be mishtamesh bo, ba'ofen shelo yehei, kishimush shel makom hedyot, that this shouldn't be like the usage of a place of a simple person, of regular people, So the same would apply be yeshiva shehi shimush. In other words, what happens when you sit down? When you sit down, you're using this place for your own purposes. That's against the din mora. The din mora tells you, don't do shimush here for your own purposes. If it's mitzad mora mikdosh, like the issue of making a shortcut, there's a certain way to act in a makom kadosh. And that is, don't use this place for your own purposes. And included in that category would be yeshiva b'mikdash. And look in the Gilyone HaShas, Yuma Daf Chofhei, who brings the Riva la Torah, that it's usur lishos b'yeshiva, to remain there for an extended time b'yeshiva. But yeshivas aroi, a temporary dwelling, is permitted. And that's like we've been explaining. It's not dafka din amida, but rather an iser hanahogash shimush litzarcha. There is an iser of using this place for your own needs. And on that, the revolt was mechadesh, that is only a shimush of shihia. Velo shimush shel yeshivas aroi. It's only a shimush of shihia, when it's what type of shimush is asur? When you sit for an extended period of time, but not for a short time. So therefore, we would make a distinction between yeshiva aroi and yeshivas keva. Yeshivas aroi permitted, yeshivas keva asur, because that's a forbidden usage for your own purposes. Now that's all if the gedar isur is because of morim mikdosh. However, based on what Rashi says, that the isur is mitzad kovod shemayim, that it's not kovod to sit in front of God, it emerges then that the etzem tsuras hayeshiva lifnei Hashem asurahi, the very form of sitting in front of God, is forbidden. The proper way to be before the Rabbono Shel Olam is bitsura shel amida. You have to be in a position of standing, and that's like the geder that we saw in Tosfos, Daf Yotes Amid Beis, Divur Amasrel, Amida Menatzad from the Yerushalmi, that you have to, well, we didn't see this, but now we've seen this Tosfos, but not this part, that you have to stand B'kriyas HaTorah, that just like it was given Be'ema, so to your Noegosa Be'ema, Ein Sham, Uvetor V'Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, that we see that Din Eimah is Be'amida. So when you have Eimah, when you have awe, you have to stand. You need covered ve'ema, and therefore yeshivas require, no, yeshivas forbidden, and amida is required. So we have two isurim, and there's a different geder. If the isur is mitzad yira, so then yeshiva saroi would be permitted, because it's moira mikdash, and the moira mikdash means that you shouldn't use the mikdash, you shouldn't use it as a shimush, like a shimush al makom hediyot. So temporarily, lo nora, you're not really, just for a few seconds, whatever, you're not being showy. But when it comes to the way you're standing before God, God is there. So then it'll be forbidden every second if it's midin morish shechina. According to this, it would appear that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and of Kuf Aleph that we mentioned earlier, in the previous year, it brings legabe Yeravam viruchavam, that Yeravam said, "Gemiri, ein yeshiva ba'azara ela malchei beis David bilvad, beis Yehuda bilvad," and therefore, Miru Yeravam, who is a melech Yisrael, I am not allowed to sit in the azara. Ayin sham Gemara in the Maritz Chayis in Yuma, page 25, he was omed on the question, why does it only say the din there al malchei beis Yehuda? There it says Malchei Beis Yehuda, and elsewhere it says Malchei Beis David, not the general tribe of Yehuda, but specifically those descended from David. Ayin Sham, or b'Sefer Yad Hamelech, on Melachim, Hilchos Melachim, in the second parak in the fourth halacha. So we have to understand why there it says Malchei Beis Yehuda. And we also have to understand that if the Yisr is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, how is it possible in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that we should have a heter for Malchei Beis David? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai never starts at a certain point in history. That's a big question. What do you mean? If it's, we said there's one, we saw a source that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in the first year. So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, when do you have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that starts at a certain point in history that it's matir for Malchei Beis David? However, in the Sefer Be'er Sheva Meseches Tomid, in the 27th page, and in the Sefer Asara Ma'amaros, Maimer Eim Kol Chai, in the 3rd volume, in the 10th Siman, they write in what it says in Shmuel Aleph, Ve'eli Yoshev, where Tosfos discusses from the Medrash Shocher Tov the idea that maybe Yeshiva Ba'azar is Mutter LeKoin Gadol, and therefore Eli Yoshev, Eli was sitting there, because Yeshiva's Mutter, Eli was the Koin Gadol, Yeshiva's Mutter for the Koin Gadol. And they write, who's they? The Be'er Sheva, and in the Asara Ma'amaros Ma'amarim Kol Chai, that Eli is different. Shehaya shofet v'haya lo din melech. Eli was a judge. Eli had a din melech. And before the Meshicha of David, before the anointment of David, which is when Eli was, there was yeshiva was permitted for all the angels, for all the kings, for all the malachim. Look there in the Melah Haroim, he also writes this. And it emerges then that it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that's dependent on a certain time. It always applies. Whenever there's a king, not only Malchei Beis David, but whenever there's a king, because it's for all kings. Before Mashiach's David, it was for all kings. But then we have to understand what's going on over here, because if it's Mutter B'chol Melech, then why afterwards is there a heter only by Malchei Beis David? Ma pitom, they're right in the middle. We have a change in direction, and it's mutter only by Malchei Beis David. So it would appear from this, like the Geder that was explained in the phenomenal Sefer Be'er Miriam, in the first volume, in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. There, Moreno of Rabbeinu Zetzal tells us that the Heder Yeshiva of the Melech depends on the fact that he's a Melech B'makom HaMikdash. That's the Heder Yeshiva, have to be a Melech B'makom HaMikdash. After Mashiach has David, the only Malchus in Yerushalayim is Malchus based David Bilvad, like he explains there at length. Ayin Sham, Sefer Be'er Miriam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. That the heter yeshiva of the melech is taloi in the fact that he's a melech b'makom ha-mikdash, and after Mashiach's David, there is no such thing as malchus in Yerushalayim unless you're malchei beis David. And because of this, only malchei beis David were permitted, and nobody else. And this is after the choosing of malchus beis David, but before, and every melech li b'Yisrael had a din of Melech Yerushalayim v'amikdash, and it was permitted for him to sit in the Mikdash, and therefore it's not a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that's dependent on time, it's dependent on the Mitzius of Malchus. Whoever is considered king gets to sit. Until David, it's all kings, and then from Malchus Beis David, he's the only king who's considered king in the Mikdash. And with this, we can understand the idea that Eli was sitting in the Mikdash, in the Azara, which according to the Nehechel, that according to the Medrash, quoted by the Tosfos in Sota that we mentioned, it's a heter on the Kohen Gadol, Because we have to understand why Kohen Gadol Dafka. So based on what we said, we can explain that he is Mimune on the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is Mimune, is appointed over the Mikdash, and the gedder of a Kohen Gadol in the Mikdash is like he's the Melech. I always think that when I go on the bus. Who's the king of the bus? The bus driver. That's why he bosses people around sometimes. Screams at people. They scream at him. They shouldn't scream at a Melech. That's already mutiny. That's Merida B'Malchus. But the Melech feels that this is my bus. The bus driver is my bus. I'm not saying bad, right, or wrong. I don't know if it's right to scream. But he feels he's the king here, so he has to make sure that everybody behaves themselves in this bus. That's the way some bus drivers feel. So Lahavdil, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech is the Kohen Gadol. And there are actually rayas for this. That it's Begeder Melech. The Kohen Gadol is Begeder Melech, because he's Memuna in the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't kind of Mokom Laharich. Anybody who has Shilton B'Mokom Zeh, anybody who has rulership, is Mutter B'Yeshiva, like it's Mutter from Malchei Beis David, because they are Malchei B'Yerushalayim, in which the Beis HaMikdash is built. Vayein Barashi B'Yecheskel Perek Mavdalet Pasukim Mashikazer Shem B'Pasuk Yeshiva B'Beis HaMikdash B'Nasi. And Rashi says Nasi is the Kohen Gadol, so it's Mefurish, like we said, that in the Beis HaMikdash the Kohen Gadol has a Din Nasi. He has a Din Melech, and that gives him the right to sit in the Mikdash, and that would explain the behavior of Eli HaKohen. And for this reason, we understand, we can answer the Yeshua Siyankif in Orechayim, Simen Kuvbei, Siv Kotn Gimel, Be'isr Yeshiva Lefnei Amispalo. The Gemara learns from Brachas from the Pasuk of Eli, El Chana Setem, Anochi Yeshay Nitzev Zim Chabzem, Bechal Shea Omeid Kemosa, Kevin Shea Besech Da'al Ramas Shela. So Eli was standing with Chana. Chana says, I'm the woman standing with you, meaning he was also standing, because he was within her Da'al Ramas, which means you can't sit. Ayin Shama, the Gemara, in the Torah, in Simen Kuvbei. So based on what the Taz says, Betama Isser, it's because the Arba Amas of the Mispalo are holy, and therefore nobody's allowed to sit there. So it has like Kedusha space and Mikdash that you're not allowed to sit. However, the Kohen Gadol, the Godel Kedusha, so it's mutter for him to sit. But Kal V'Chomer, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit in the Arba Amos of the Mispalel. So what's the sinyan of Eli not sitting within the Arba Amos of Chana? The whole vort of Arba Amos is because it has Kedusha's Mikdash, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit in the Mikdash. The Godel Kedushasa. So that's the Kasha of the Yeshua Siyankiv. What Bechal is the Raya from Eli? He was allowed to sit. So based on what we said, it can't compare. Because in the Azara, which is the Makom of the Kohen Gadol, where he is considered the king, he's Mutter B'Yeshiva. But B'dalet Amos Shel Mispalel, there's no inyan of Shilton. There's no inyan of Malchus. And there the Kohen Gadol is like everybody else. B'gam Malchei Beis David Yumuchuyav B'chai Gavne B'amida. Never has nothing to do with Yeshiva Ba'azara. Eli was allowed to sit in the Mikdash Alts Kohen Gadol because he has Malchei, there he's the king. But in the Dalet Amos, he's not the king. Therefore he's not right to sit. So the Gemara's Raya is a good Raya. That's why he wasn't allowed to sit, because he has a din of a... because he's a din like everybody else within the Arba Amos of the Mispalo. Because it has Kedusha, and there he's not Melech within the Arba Amos of the Mispalo. So it would appear that this all is only effective if the Isser is Mishum Morim Mikdash. That the Azar is not a place for the Shimush, for the usage of Yeshiva. And there, as long as he's a Melech on this place, Midine HaMalchus Yesh lo shlita b'makom al kopanim le'inyin yeshiva bo. V'shuv ein zo stira l'morim mikdash shudin b'makom. The whole vort is you're not allowed to do a shimush of yeshiva. If you're melech, you're allowed to do that shimush. There's no isser. Here you have shlita. Here you're in control. So that's not a stira to makom mikdash, which is morim mikdash, which is a din in the makom. In this place, you're melech, and therefore you're allowed to sit. But based on what Rashi says, the Yisod Iser is Kavod Shemayim, not to sit before the Shekhinah. It doesn't help that he's the Melech on this place. It has nothing to do with this place, that you have Malchus on this place. You're before the Shekhinah. And in front of the Shekhinah, you have to stand. So then how do you explain the heter for Malchei Beis David? It must be a special heter, like Rashi says in Sota Daf Mem. Shecholak lehem amakom kovod laharos shemalchuso shleima. That Hashem gave them kovod to show that his malchus is complete. Notice the din, special din of kovod that's given to him by Hashem, kovod the midah, the trait, the attribute, honor, not the illness, Rachmana Litzlan. We try to stay away from that type of kovod. So it's kovod that Hashem gave to show that his malchus is shalem, like Rashi says. And therefore he's allowed to sit by Makom HaShechina to show his malchus is shalem. And that's the Yisod V'tama Heter. So what's the Heter to sit if you're a Melech? If it's Mitzad, Mora Mikdosh, so here you're Melech, you're allowed to sit. If it's Mitzad, Mora Shechina, it's a special cover that God gave to sit, to show that the king's Malchus is Shlema. And based on these Yisodos, we can now start being Miyashev Stiris. Okay, so please stay tuned, sweet friends. This was S.A. super awesome, and Yeshua Amrim S.D.A. super duper awesome. And hopefully we'll be zeche to continue. We've already seen the flows. We will continue to do so. We have a lot of kashas to answer. And we should be zeche l'umo du l'lamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei salma torah sub'yahava, and never ever to forget shesof davar hakol nishma את האלוקים יירא ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.